South Dakota voters have narrowly elected Democrat Stephanie Herseth to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. As we've been reporting this morning, a special election was held to fill the state's only seat in the House. Republican Bill Janklow resigned that seat after being convicted of second-degree manslaughter in a fatal traffic accident. Kurt Nickisch reports from South Dakota Public Radio.
Last night in Sioux Falls, hundreds of Democratic supporters packed a hotel ballroom to watch the returns roll in. The race came down to the final precincts, reminiscent of a Senate race here 2 years ago that was decided by just over 500 votes, when 33-year-old Stephanie Herseth came out ahead by a two-point margin. Supporters launched into a boisterous rendition of the song, I'm a Believer. The atmosphere was subdued across town, where supporters of Republican Larry Diedrich had gathered. The farmer and former state senator wasn't ready to concede defeat with a few precincts still to come in. So state GOP chair Randy Frederick told everyone to go home.
It's too close to call even yet. And more than likely, we will go to bed and still not know the true outcome for a few hours. But have a very good evening.
Democrats didn't need to sleep on it. Convinced the remaining precincts wouldn't erase her margin, Herseth declared victory.
It's a late night, but you know, compared to 524 votes, over 2,000's a landslide here in South Dakota.
When the votes are certified and the numbers show her winning 51-49, Herseth will gain the advantages of an incumbent. Democrats nationally are hoping this win and another special election they won in Kentucky in January will give them momentum leading up to the November elections. That's when every House race is up for grabs, including this one. Diedrich will run again. He made up a lot of ground against Herseth over the short four-month campaign, and he hopes to build on that through November. But observers say that Herseth won't be an easy target. Jim Meter is a political science professor at Augustana College in Sioux Falls.
Congress won't be doing much between now and November, so there's not going to be a voting record that the opponent can turn to and say, look how they voted on this particular issue. So they get sort of a easy ride for the next few months.
Meter says Republican strategists here may focus their energy on the state Senate race instead. Now with Herseth in the House, the congressional delegation from this mostly Republican state is made up entirely of Democrats for the first time since 1937. Meter says that Republicans could use that against Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
I have a feeling the Republicans are definitely going to bring up that issue of how comfortable are you with having all members of our delegation be from the Democratic Party. It could be enough to sway some people enough to make a difference.
With the tight Senate race here last time and now this razor-thin finish, both parties are expecting the November elections to be too close to call as well. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.